Next normal, we study at home.
Наследна нормальност.
Нова нормальност.
When you think on the past few months from a student perspective, what are the first three words that come into your mind to describe the situation?
Zoom, digital, and seminar work.
Abnormal, different, and really something new.
Zoom, chaos, and organization.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the next and second episode of our new podcast, Next Normal, We Study at Home. In the first episode, we talked to student representatives from Romania about what it's like for students to study right now in Romania and what should change for the future, and also what a better future higher education could look like. My colleague Patricia and I, we're part of a research group called Next Education, and we're working at the Cooperative State University of Baden-Württemberg. In April, we started to do another podcast, which is called Studium im Shutdown, so that's German. And there we talked to students from all over Germany and asked them about their recent study situation and how they are coping with the situation. As we're also working in the European context, we then thought it would be really interesting and cool to also talk to students from all over Europe about what it's like to study right now in Europe and what we can take from the recent situation in order to create and design a better future of higher education. For this, we could gain the European Students' Union as a partner, providing us with context to national student unions all over Europe. In the interviews, we will talk to several students and representatives of student unions of one country about what has happened in the last few months and also about what is planned for the next months. Most importantly, we will also ask them about what can we take as an inspiration from the last months. And in the end, we want to take a visionary outlook and look into the future. What can we take from this? And how can we make future higher education even better? In this podcast, we are two presenters. My name is Laura Eichbrecht. I'm doing the interviews with Patricia.
Hello, Laura. So my name is Patricia Bonodo, and I'm a researcher at Baden-Württemberg Cooperative State University Karlsruhe in Germany.
So today we are very happy to talk to three student representatives from the SSU in Slovenia.
So hello everyone, I'm Dina and I'm currently studying law at Faculty of Maribor.
My name is Andrei, I'm a student of the third year of international relations at the Faculty of Social Sciences of the University of Ljubljana.
My name is Christian Kos, I'm studying on the Faculty of Social Science. I'm studying security studies or defense studies.
Tina, maybe you can say a few sentences on your three words.
I think at the start of the lockdown, it was really hard and it was a chaos. I think none of us were prepared for more than 2 weeks of studying online. Our professors at our faculty were not prepared at all. Some of them gave us some papers to read, to do our own work, individual work. And after a while, where we could see that this is not going to be over soon, it became a chaos because professors used different techniques and different digital approaches and different programs to actually do the lectures. If we go from there, we as students had to have a lot more organization skills to actually go through a load more work than we were used to.
That's interesting and a good point.
Because we weren't used to such way of working, this whole situation kind of presented a new opportunity for us to involve in different kind of activities, to see that there is also a different, that there exists a different approach to the schoolwork. Not everything is just the things that you do physically at the faculty, but also there are a lot of things that you can do online and with the help of digital instruments.
Now we've had a more general overview about the recent situation for students in Slovenia. Now we want to find out how are things moving on and what's planned for the next semester or semesters.
I read about Slovenia that you were the first of the European countries where the government called an official end to the epidemic. So that's kind of special about Slovenia. I kind of would like to hear what actually happened at your university system, how it's working right now, and if you already have some information on how the next semester or semesters will happen.
Here in University of Maribor, we were not provided with any solid information regarding the next academic year. And as far as we have heard, there is a talk of some kind of a hybrid model, especially at our faculty where groups of students are really big, and meaning that gathering all of us in a lecture hall could be a potential health threat. Seminars that would require a physical presence, I think they would be performed in smaller groups and taking account safety measures such as wearing masks and keeping enough distance.
The situation that we were put in is very discussable. We don't know what will happen, I think, in the next school year. The wish of students and also of the faculties and school workers, professors, is to get back into normal work. We can hardly talk about what will happen next month, so it is really even more difficult to predict what will happen in October when we are to return to the faculties.
Studying in times of shutdown, online studying, does it actually work?
We don't know actually what was the quality of study during the coronavirus, because there were no reflections made or research made. But I think that the quality was lower. Actually, there was also a problem with, for instance, internet. Some students that have bad internet network, they have lower options than all other students that have a really good internet connection. But I think that in the future, we should make evaluation of studying from home or distance learning, and some good practices of digitalization should be included in the higher education space.
It's clear that the recent situation has caused a lot of difficulties for students all over Europe. For example, Tina, André and Christian have told us that students and teachers were not really prepared for the situation and that a big chaos emerged from this. But there are also some nice and positive things that we can reflect on and that we can take as an inspiration. And we would like to hear those.
When we think on this situation that you were facing right now, what was working really well? So were there some surprising, inspirational stories or positive surprises that you can tell about?
After the initial chaos, a very positive surprise at our faculty was especially the work of the professors. What surprised most students was the way they handled their work. Through preparing various types of educational materials, they showed willingness to actually help and make studying quarantine as useful as it could be. Mind that our professors are in older generation, so meaning they are not familiar with digital tools whatsoever. So no matter the age, every teacher kind of had to learn the knowledge in this unknown territory. Of course, some teachers were more successful. And besides the dedication of teachers, I think in our group, students helped each other much more in various ways.
This transformation happened very fluently. It was quite a quick one, a quick transformation. And I would also say that the professors, although they may belong to the older generation, showed a lot of willingness to change their normal way of teaching. And I would say about 2 weeks from when the lockdown started, the process was quite clear, so we could focus on our studying without major problems.
At the beginning, it was really good because you could be at home and watch your lectures via computer. I think that students at the beginning enjoy it. But then I think that people are human beings, and I miss my colleagues and hanging with them on coffee and so on. As I said before, I think that everything, we should do some evaluation and put good practices of digitalization in higher education space.
We are social beings, and I think the university life is also a lot about social interaction and about really physically being there at the faculty, at the campus, anywhere where social life is happening. But I agree with Tina and Christian that we could take the good practices and implement it into future ways of studies, so that we could achieve maybe a hybrid system, which would also include the digital work that was much more common in the past months.
From what Tina said, I heard that there's a lot of students helping each other in this special situation. We also hear that social life is a big part of the university experience. So the shutdown might also mean isolation. So from your point of view, did you hear a lot of stories about really bad experiences of isolation, or did students manage with solidarity to cope with that? What's your impression?
I think there's still a lack of human contact. I think it's important to say that mental state when you're at university and when you come back home, because in Slovenia, student dormitories have closed at the start of the pandemic, which meant that students had to have been forced to return to their families. And we all know that this is a clash of two different ways of life. There is some mental aspect that we need to take into consideration, that not everything can be done over Zoom. Socializing and human contact is not the same when you're video chatting someone or if you're hanging out at coffee with him.
In the last months, did you learn some new skills or did you acquire some new perspectives, or is there any personal achievement where you can look back upon?
I definitely learned some digital skills. I realized that I am a really social human being. I really miss my colleagues. And I also realized that some small thing that happened in, I don't know, in China, like in 2 or 3 months, we have this same situation in Slovenia. So the world is becoming very global. I realized that digitalization is really important, and I think that we shouldn't be fear of digitalization, but we should learn about the digitalization and knowledge of digital tools and so on.
This improvement in digital literacy of practically anyone who came across this kind of studies is very important. I myself have also gained a lot of knowledge, so I'm very happy that we came across some new forms of studying and also some new ways of preparing for exams and also for writing the exams. There are some really cool ways, let's say, to show your knowledge to the professor.
I am a big fan of digitalization, and I am really excited that other people are hopping on that train so we can learn new ways of working and studying and being productive. I myself have done a big step forward in the area of organization and learning to be patient. Suddenly we stayed at home where you didn't have a separate space between study, work, and leisure. There was a big emphasis on your own discipline and the question of how well you know how to remove other factors in your apartment or your house. For myself, I didn't think I was such a big social butterfly before going into shutdown. I think it allowed me to kind of learn how to live with myself a little bit.
Andre, I have a question for you, because you were referring to exams. How did that actually happen?
Exams were also taken in different ways. So just a couple of professors used the old way of the exam. So with us being physically present at the faculty, with all the measures, of course, taken in terms of fighting the spreading of the disease. But some of the professors used very interesting way of some digital tools made strictly for exams, where there is like an exam on your screen and you can't go out of the app. So it was like a new thing for me. I didn't know it existed before. And some of the students didn't opt for the exam option, but gave you the final vote based on the seminar work, seminar papers, maybe oral exams through Zoom. So there were really quite some different options of exams.
If we look beyond the tools and the questions how we can manage working together, when we think of student engagement or inclusion, equality issues, do you have some remarks on that? Is there something maybe that you can see that there are also opportunities or chances?
I think it's an important aspect to say, and it's necessary to be aware that students did not have an equal opportunity to study. And this is both from technical backgrounds, such as a good Wi-Fi connection, good computer and such, And as mentioned before, mental state that is completely different at home than it is during studies in maybe another city or actually going to university. It's important if we continue this form of studying, we should take this into consideration that not everyone has equal opportunity to do digital learning.
Tina, Andrei and Christian have talked about a lot of aspects that are important when we think about the past few months and what we can learn from it. It seems to be very important that we evaluate and take good practice from teaching and learning in the last months. It's pretty clear that there has been a big step made forward when it comes to digitization, but however, social interaction seems to be one of the central and crucial points of university life, and going back home can be a major challenge for students. Exams have been written in many different ways, and when talking about digitization of higher education, we should always think about equal opportunities. Our podcast is called Next Normal, and that also means that we're looking into the future, and we want to take a very positive and visionary approach and find out how we can create a better future for higher education. That's what we're trying to find out together with the students that we're interviewing.
Then when we look into the future, how can we create an even better future of higher education with all these experiences that we gained right now from this point?
As I said before, I think that it's crucial that during the summer we made some comprehensive evaluation of distance learning. Then good digitalization practices are included in higher education space. I think that this is crucial. Of students, I think that we should learn that in few weeks everything can become not normal. So we should learn it, that some things can happen in like that, and we should be prepared on it.
I think that there needs to be a communication between all stakeholders in who is going to be organizing this distance learning, and I think we can only go up from here.
And if you think of skills, what skills do we need to successfully study in the future? How can we also promote them?
The improvement in the open-mindedness, let's say, of the students is very important, because we acknowledged that there are also different ways of studying, that there is not only just being physically present at the faculty, but that there exist also digital tools that can be quite nicely implemented in the schoolwork. Doing hybrid model, not 50-50, but maybe 80%-20% could be a nice point that we learned during the pandemics.
Since we're in the European area of higher education, mobility is also a very important issue for the study experience. We have the Erasmus program, you have incoming international students as well. What do you think about that in times of shutdown? Do you think there's like maybe more international exchange because of the special situation, or is there something that we're actually losing right now because physical mobility is not possible right now?
I think that we are losing it because it's physical, not possible, and it's actually not good because student organization of Slovenia, we are big supporters of internationalization. This is not good for especially for Slovenian students, because we are a really small country. We should learn different languages, and that's definitely not good for our students.
You as the SSU, you care for students, and also you have specific issues that you're working on. I read that health problems and also employment of young graduates are very special subjects for you. So from your point of view in the next semester, but also years and for the future, what are the most important issues and concerns and maybe also future problems that you see for the future of studying?
I think it all comes down to equal opportunities. We deal with employment of our students. Even though studying is free in Slovenia, it's still a big financial burden to some students. And with all the corona crisis that is happening around us, there is not so many jobs available to students. And we as SSU, we are afraid that some of students will have to finish early because they could not afford to study anymore.
What could you imagine to do? Do you have some solutions or ideas in mind to cope with this problem?
I think it's mostly on our country that we could help us a little bit with financial difficulties. It's a big idea, but other than coping with Corona and hoping it all goes as soon as possible and everything normalizes a little bit, I don't think there is anything, any idea that is possible.
But do you have any kind of financial support?
There are financial scholarships for students that are coming from social backgrounds that families could not afford studying. But we have to know that those financial supports are quite small. So it's a big gap between what the cost of living is and what actually our country can actually gives us.
It is also maybe worth a mention that Slovenia was, however, one of very few countries, or as far as we know, maybe the only one in Europe that directly helped students during the coronavirus crisis. Every student that is Slovene received 150 euros directly from the state. And also we, as the student union, donated some funds to help the students that needed help the most.
If you think about the future of higher education and you imagine a perfect future higher education, what are the three words that come into your mind?
It will be Santis. I think that higher education in Slovenia is becoming more and more similar to secondary education. So there is too much theory and too little practice. So students are actually not ready for the labor market.
So your future higher education would be more practical?
More practical, yeah.
I would say that the reform of our higher education is much needed. We will have to be very open-minded in the near future and cooperative with higher institutions to form a firm model that will work for next decade or two.
I think we should make it a little bit more flexible as it is right now, digitalized, if we can hop back on that topic. And I think I'm gonna stick with those two for now.
Next Normal, We Study at Home is a podcast produced by the Next Education Working Group around Ulf Daniel Ehlers, Patricia Bonodo and Laura Albrecht from the Baden-Württemberg Cooperative State University Karlsruhe in Germany, strongly supported by the ESU, the European Students Union.
Next Normal, We Study at Home.
Наследна нормальность.
Нова нормальность.